last installment of Choked Already on the Go, discussing UFC 223. What I wanted to discuss was the main event, Tony Ferguson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov. We were discussing about Khabib versus Conor from Russia, which for now won't happen. Then you have Tony Ferguson and Kukui versus Conor. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But right now, Conor McGregor, as I mentioned earlier, you know, won in November of 16 in the debut of UFC at Madison Square Garden against Eddie Alvarez, which was very difficult to get those tickets for. Anyway, so you have Tony Ferguson and Khabib, who's been dying to fight. This is like the third or fourth time, but because of injuries, both men have not been able to make it until fight day. But finally, as of this moment, I'm assuming with fight week coming up, hopefully no injuries of some sort occur, or no weight cutting issues occur, and we could finally see the main event, Tony Ferguson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov. Now, Conor McGregor, of course, fought in August of 2017 against Floyd Mayweather, which in essence got him $100 million payday. Now, with that being said, he has not been stripped officially, so he is still theoretically the UFC lightweight champion. Of course, Tony Ferguson, El Cocuy, is the interim campeón of the lightweight division. Now, the winner of this fight logically can fight Conor McGregor for the lightweight championship, but we don't know. We don't know what is the deal with Conor McGregor. We just don't know what is the deal with Conor McGregor. He doesn't need to come back. There is nothing for him to prove. If he's smart, and as long as he's smart with his money, he does not have to work a day in his life for him or his family. But I think he's a competitor. He is still young. I think he deserves a send-off, or at least a couple of more fights before his send-off, Conor McGregor. So he beat Kevin Lee, Tony Ferguson, in October 2017 and became the UFC interim lightweight champion in October of 2017. And finally, they wanted a big card in Brooklyn, and that's how Khabib finally got involved. Look, he's no slouch. This guy is no slouch, Tony Ferguson. His last loss was to Michael Johnson. He beat Mike Rios, Canoe, Danny Castillo, Albert Trujillo, Gleason Tibau, Josh Thompson, Edson Barbosa, Landon Vanada, and RDA, and then Kevin Lee via submission triangle choke. Come on. Come on, Tony Ferguson deserves to be the undisputed lightweight champion, and that's the match that they should make. They should make that match, that bout. Conor McGregor should at least face the winner of Khabib versus El Cucuy. Now, for Khabib, he is undefeated, and that'll be an amazing fight. Khabib, he's one of probably the most well-decorated MMA fighters of all time. His only issue has always been health. And unfortunately, that is his issue, health. He has to stay healthy. And that's the reason why the Conor McGregor fight has not happened. I'm not saying Conor McGregor has dodged him, but at the same time, he hasn't really wanted to rush to fight him either. This guy is a gold medalist in Sambo. Sambo Khabib. Crazy. And Khabib, he is undefeated. He is 25-0. Edson Barbosa, Michael Johnson, Daryl Horcher, RDA, Pat Healy, Trujillo, Thiago Tavares, Gleason Tibau, Kamal. The list goes on and on of the individuals that he has beaten. And this is an amazing, amazing bout that's going to happen. That's going to close UFC 223 in Brooklyn on April the 7th. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. And I think for Khabib, I can't even give you a breakdown. I don't even know. That fight is so unpredictable, so similar. El Cucuy, always the same way. He always starts, you think he's going to lose, and he comes back and he wins. Khabib, he is a fighting machine. He is a fighting machine, Khabib. So I don't know. It's hard to pick. I can't even give you a prediction. But what I can tell you, it would be an amazing fight. Khabib is known for his striking. Ferguson has amazing all-around game, amazing jiu-jitsu, and just amazing all-around in what he does at this present time. I'm just trying to see who else deserves it. In that division, logically, the winner of that bout, because let's say if Conor McGregor faces, you know, you can't do Conor Eddie. No, you can't do Justin G. No, but didn't he lose? He lost to Eddie Alvarez, right? So, Barboza, no. Dustin P, no. Kevin Lee, no. Pettis, no. Michael Chase, Al Quintana, Leon Quinta, no. James Vick, no. Evan Durham, no. To me, in the lightweight division, the most logical fight, looking at the rankings, is the winner of the Khabib Ferguson has to fight Conor McGregor, and once and for all, resolve who is the lightweight champion of the world, and that's my opinion. That is my opinion. So Tony Ferguson, he's 23-3, he's 13-1 in the UFC. He's on an amazing streak. His last three bouts, Venata, RDA, and he submitted Kevin Lee. So I'm even trying to, like, this guy has amazing knockout TKO percentage versus sub versus decision. So this guy, he has no slouch either. Just because he won his last fight via triangle choke doesn't mean that all his fights are submission. This guy is a well all-around mixed martial artist. So is Khabib Nurmagomedov, and I can't tell you how excited I am for this main event, UFC 223, Ferguson versus Khabib. Don't miss it, and the next person is going to fight Conor McGregor. All right, that wraps up my MMA coming up for UFC 223, breaking down the co-main event and main event, and looking ahead for those individuals. And I spoke about Tyron Woodley and I spoke about Nate Diaz a little bit in my previous segments. Check them all out. Jim Russell signing out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.